All right, let's do this one again. Christmas news, 7 a.m. in 3, 2, 1. WPCA. Good morning and a very Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. On the news this morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. Throughout the morning, we're going to trace the history of the Christmas holiday and some of the traditions that go along with this most festive time of year. The term Christmas actually comes to us from an old English word, Christus Mass, which literally means Christ Mass. It's the name given to the single day set aside to worship the birth of Jesus Christ. Authorities know that Christ was born in Bethlehem, just south of Jerusalem, but an actual date of his birth was unclear. The books of Matthew and Luke in the New Testament that describe the event were written several years after the event, and no exact date was given. At first, the Christian church itself never really paid much attention to the celebration of the birth of Christ. The big holiday for them was Easter, the day of his resurrection. But slowly, through the years, the church began to incorporate more and more major events of Christ's life into the calendar, and soon they began celebrating the date of his birth as well. Since no date was known for his birth, a day for celebration was needed. The Eastern Orthodox and the Eastern Rite churches, parts of the Roman Catholic Church, chose January 6th, the day being called Epiphany, which means appearance, and symbolizes the day of Christ's manifestation. Artifacts show that Christmas was celebrated in ancient Rome on December 25th, as far back as AD 336. Today, Christmas is celebrated throughout the world on December 25th, with a festive feeling beginning usually around Thanksgiving. And even in countries where Christianity is not the main religion, Christmas has become a very important holiday. In our next hour, we'll take a look at some of the origins of the traditions of Christmas and some of its many customs. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. Christmas News, 8 a.m. in 3, 2, 1. WBCA. Good morning, everyone, and a very Merry Christmas. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. And in this hour of our special holiday newscast, we'll take a look at some of the origins of a few Christmas traditions. One of those being that of gift giving, the oldest of all traditions associated with Christmas. When a date was selected to celebrate the birth of Christ, it was done so in part by incorporating other celebrations of the time into it. For example, the Romans celebrated Saturnalia on December 17th. That was a winter festival highlighted by the exchanging of gifts. In some countries like Spain and Italy, children didn't receive gifts until January 5th, the eve of Epiphany. Many Northern European nations exchange gifts on December 6th during the Feast of St. Nicholas, the patron saint of children. Another tradition is that of decorating homes and trees for the holidays. In ancient times, before Christianity became popular, before it took hold, the New Year and winter festivals were celebrated with greenery, lights, and fires to symbolize life and warmth in the midst of the cold and dark. The use of evergreens and wreaths were symbols of life that was first began by the ancient Egyptians, Chinese, and Hebrews. The use of trees began in the Scandinavian countries and was originally used to scare away demons at New Year. The celebrations in Scandinavian countries were very festive because it also meant that the shortest day of the year, December 21st, had passed, meaning that longer and warmer days were on the way. The celebration was called Yule, where we get the term Yule. The modern Christmas tree as we know it today is believed to have first been used in Germany in the Middle Ages. It was used as a prop in a play about Adam and Eve and was called the Paradise Tree. German families would set one up in their homes on December 24th, decorating it with wafers which commemorated communion in churches. Candles were later added to the tree, symbolizing Christ as the light of the world. The Christmas tree made it to England in the 19th century and was made popular by Prince Albert, the husband of Queen Victoria. The trees were decorated with paper chains, candles, candy, and fancy cakes. Holly was later added to the celebration because it reminded people of the crown of thorns worn by Jesus, with the berries symbolizing droplets of blood. In our next hour, we'll take a look at some more Christmas traditions as we continue a special look at the holiday on WBCA News. I'm Joe Davis. All right, Christmas news, 9 a.m. in 3, 2, 1. Good morning once again, everyone, and a very Merry Christmas. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. In this hour, we continue our look at some Christmas traditions, including that of sending Christmas cards. The very first Christmas card is believed to have been a card designed in 1843 in England by John Horsley. It was sent to a friend of his, Sir Henry Cole. The card itself had a picture of a family party going on with the words, "Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you," inscribed on the bottom. The practice soon caught fire and spread throughout the world. Of course, music has always been an important part of the holiday celebration, with everything from Handel's Messiah to Santa Claus is Watching You becoming very popular songs. The most popular record of all time, of course, is A Christmas Song. It's Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which was first premiered in the movie Holiday Inn. More traditional Christmas songs, of course, are carols, a word that means dance in the open air. That word later became synonymous with joyful religious songs, particularly in France, where the word Noël is used. The best-known carol is Silent Night, which was composed in Austria by Franz Gruber in the 19th century. Another custom that began in southern Europe that quickly became popular worldwide is the manger scene. The manger scene is often referred to by its French name, the crèche. It's a small recreation of the stable where Jesus was born, including the figures of the wise men, Joseph, and Mary. It's believed that the manger scene was first began in the year 1223 by St. Francis of Assisi. The story goes that he set up a stable scene at a church in his native village with real people and animals to represent those of the very first Christmas. In our next hour, we'll talk about Santa Claus. He means a lot to many people. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. Christmas News, 10 a.m. in 3, 2, 1. WBCA. Good morning, everyone, and a Merry Christmas. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News. In this hour, we're going to take a look at a jolly old man from the North Pole. Tonight's the night that he hitches up his reindeer and brings toys to good little girls and boys all over the world. Santa Claus is basically the same all over the world, but he's known by very, very different names. In England, for example, he's called Father Christmas. In France, Papa Noel. In Germany, Kris Kringle, which translates to Christ Child. In the Scandinavian countries, he's known as Saint Nicholas. Santa Claus, or St. Nicholas, began his career in the 4th century in Turkey, where, as a young boy, he was made the Bishop of Myra. Santa Claus, or St. Nicholas, began his career in the 4th century in Turkey, where, as a young boy, he was made the Bishop of Myra. The bishop was a very generous soul, and was said to have secretly given bags of gold to daughters of poor noblemen who could not afford to provide for them. Some countries have set aside special days to honor the jolly old man, including the Netherlands, Belgium, Switzerland, and Austria, where children celebrate St. Nicholas Eve on December 5th. St. Nick visits their towns to find out if they've been good or bad, and on December 6th he'll return with switches to those who were bad and presents for those who were good. The first person to write about Santa in detail was a biblical scholar by the name of Clement Moore. That was back in 1822, when he wrote a story that began, and I'm sure you recognize it, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Well, back then, no one really had an idea what Santa Claus looked like, because, you know, everybody was asleep, waiting for his arrival. So our cartoonist of the time, Thomas Nast, gave us the first drawing of the jolly old man, and it appeared in Harper's Weekly in 1822. And that's a look at the Christmas holidays throughout the years and around the world. For all of us here at WBCA News, we hope you and yours have a very happy holiday. I'm Joe Davis, WBCA News.